core higher order jagat, not the chatter. There's no cabinet cohesion as far as he was concerned. He would even go over and above the prime minister's head if he had that vision. Now, for instance, I was talking about some increased grant to the rural development society. So Philip Durwalla said, oh, rural development, that's the Arabic road. I said, no, they cannot drop any money because the procedure is like this. No, it must be very good. It's a UNP organization, must be very good with UNP. I said, doesn't matter who originated that, it's a very good movement. One of the finest movements, I said. It has brought in quite a lot of goodwill among the people. It has done quite a lot among the society and villages, and also large number of utility work has been built up. So, and he and I, I'm going to fight the UNP. I said, all right, I'm going to fight myself. I'll fight on the street, I'll fight you everywhere. Other people are listening. The chief minister was the chairman of the cabinet. The prime minister was gone out somewhere, out of the country, out of India somewhere. So he basically asked me to go on. Don't give me sort of thing. It's my time. So I thought, that was that. But after that, you're a good friend.
What was William Visirwal's role? Was he just a lieutenant?
He was only a lieutenant of Philip at the time.
Did he speak up much at cabinet meetings?
Hmm?
Did he speak much at cabinet meetings? Did he also...
Philip?
No, William.
William.
Did he attack?
Yes, he harassed his own. Whereas when Philip shouts, he's silent. Otherwise, where his niece is concerned, he argues. But not very much. But whatever Philip wanted, he was done. His position was better at that time.
'59, after this split, also Philip,
yes.
I forgot to ask you, what about his trade union activity? Wasn't he encouraging certain strikes in the harbour?
He was.
So how did Mr. Bandaranaike tolerate him in the cabinet?
Well, he had to told number of points. He told that Philip, I said Philip. In the harbour, there was C of one section, LSFP of one section, the CP of one section. So Philip didn't want to add his section. He might have believed that I can get my section to do anything, but not the other.
That's what he told you.
His strength, yeah.
No, that's what he told the cabinet.
Huh?
He told the cabinet
that. He told the cabinet that. Then he said, the best thing is to nationalize the port. That is how the port came to be nationalized. Mondo. I'll come in later.
Don't you feel that in around 58, before the communal riots, and even in 57,
yes,
the strikes were getting out of hand and the...
I tried through. Four strikes several times. Not only four. Strikes were in some other places. LSFP, that is what happened. Mrs. Bandaranaike used to always quote Mrs. Bandaranaike and said, Maggie, Swami, no more Mary, I'm going to invent that. He said that. Occasion to say that, strikes all over.
Do you feel that he was, because perhaps of his liberalism, he was tending to be too weak in handling these left elements?
He felt that the certain amount of freedom, certain amount of latitude should be given to the various unions and workers like that. So he gave them up to a point.
Mm-hmm.
But they took it for granted that if you harass him, you can get anything from him. So they started organizing. And LSFP must have had other ideas also.
But I thought they were supposed to be cooperating with you.
No. They were supposed to be at the beginning, see, but later on they were cooperating.
In 59,
yes,
just before he was shot,
yes,
did you feel that because of these difficulties and because of the economic situation,
pardon?
Because of the economic situation and because of these strikes and other factors,
yes,
did you feel that the SLSP position had weakened? No. No.
What led up to the assassination was an entirely different thing.
No. I'm not saying that this led to the assassination, yes. But I was thinking in terms of popular...
We can up to this. Yes. Because Philip had left the Chief Party. You see? So far as that is concerned, that Philip had joined the opposition. Then to some extent I can say, might say that weaker. The position in the country had weaker.
I was wondering whether Mr. Bandaranaike's popularity had declined. So I felt that as a student, but I'm not sure whether I'm correct or not. For instance, I have a story. I heard a story, I don't know if it's true. Stanley had told Bandaranaike at one time, or I will resign and go to the polls.
Who said?
Stanley Dissolita. But Mr. Bandaranaike is reputed to arrive at him and told him, Stanley, you'll lose the deposit. I don't know if this is correct.
I don't know about that particular incident. I'm not quite certain. But I can say this much. Certainly, the position at that time was not the same at the beginning of the institute.
Then what led to the assassination?
Huh?
What led to this assassination?
That's a long story. You see me here at the time because I have got to go to the airport now, so I see somebody coming.
End of interview with A.P. Jayasurya on the 29th of December 1967.